Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Early voting on Texas constitutional amendments continues through Friday of this week. News 88.7 political reporter Andrew Schneider says one of the proposed amendments would grant the governor significant new powers when it comes to disciplining or even dismissing elected judges.
The State Commission on Judicial Conduct is an independent agency run by a mix of judges, attorneys appointed by the state bar, and citizens appointed by the governor. Proposition 12 would let the governor name a majority of the commission's members. John Domino is an expert on law and judicial politics at Sam Houston State University.
I believe that any attempt at so-called accountability and transparency is just an attempt to be able to push and pressure judges in some way, and intrude upon independence.
Domino notes that 6 years ago, Governor Greg Abbott removed two of the commission members that acted against Abbott's wishes by voting to discipline a justice of the peace who refused to perform same-sex marriages. I'm Andrew Schneider, News 88.7.
Houston City Council member Carolyn Evans-Chavaz is reviewing protected bike lanes on Blodgett Street near Texas Southern University for potential removal. The two-mile, $5.6 million lanes were installed only 2 years ago with funding from Harris County. Evans-Chavaz says there wasn't enough community engagement, and she's heard continued complaints about the project.
So there's not really a reason to keep that impediment and that safety barrier in that position.
The project coincided with a significant reduction in crashes. According to state data, there were 7 crashes in 2022, including one classified as suspected serious injury. That's compared to just 2 crashes in 2023, 2 in 2024, and 1 so far in 2025, none of which caused injuries. Cooler weather is finally moving into Texas. Much of the state will see a temperature drop of about 20 degrees over the next few days. A cold front will send lows into the 50s in the area for the remainder of the week. I'm Alexandra Hart.